Welcome, friends, to Relationship 411 Podcast. Today, we're going to discuss content communication. It's a favorite of our families, and we wanted to share it with you.
Yeah, this has really been kind of the building block when Jennifer and I started thinking about what should we talk about, you know, that's probably just essential to relationships, all relationships, relationships with yourself, with your spouse, significant other, your family. We came up with this topic. So we hope it's going to be something today that you're going to take away something from, that's going to be, we're going to give some practical takeaways. And as always, we are not masters at this. We don't have a black belt in content communication, but we're going to share with you some of the things that we've learned. So, babe, can I jump in and maybe explain?
Yes, please do.
Okay,
this whole content. Let us know how we found out about content communication.
So, perfect. So, we were actually on a trip, and there was a period of time in our life that we used to listen to like CDs, like books on CD, and like couples help stuff on CDs, whatever. And we found a guy named Dr. John Lund. So full credit, this is his deal. This is not our deal, but it has been super helpful for us. And so we're, you know, we're in the car. I think we're going to like McCall, Idaho or something.
Yeah, probably. And who knows?
Probably in the minivans. I just want you to like envision this, right? We're in the minivan.
The kids were in the back with their headphones on, probably watching a movie on our VHS player that was in our Quest minivan. It was very high-end.
Really state-of-the-art. So we've got this, and so it allowed us to be able to talk to one another. And this concept came up of content communicating that this is basically it, is that you say what you mean, and you mean what you say. And that sounds totally simple, really simplistic, actually, but maybe a little more challenging to implement. And we're going to go through some examples later on that you're going to see some easy ones on how this, and then we're going to try to get into some hard ones and walk through that so you can walk away and say, okay, this is what this means. But it's life-changing, would you say?
Totally, totally.
So with this whole concept of say what you mean and mean what you say, this was the example that, if I recall, babe, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, what Dr. John Lund said. He was giving this lecture, and there was a couple that was that every night – the woman would always, like the wife would always lean over to her husband and say, can I turn off? No.
She's have you read your scriptures yet?
Have you read your scriptures? And then fill in the blank. You know, have you brushed your teeth yet? Have you read your book yet? Like whatever it is. And they had been married for years, decades.
Yes.
And they went and learned about this concept of like, say what you mean what you say. And I remember it was so funny because he gave the challenge to everybody listening to say, look, I want you to do that this week, right? And she said, hey, have you read your scriptures at her book or whatever? And he just turned to her and said, look, I gotta be honest with you. This really bothers me. It's like you're the scripture police. Like, have you read your scriptures? She said, honestly, I don't care if you've read your scriptures or not. The light is on my side of the bed. I really want to know, can I turn the light off? And so he has been living with that for decades now of like this built up frustration, maybe resentment.
Irritation.
Just right.
Being bugged.
Being bugged at his wife. Like, you are the scripture police. You know, maybe I didn't want to read my scriptures tonight. And she said, I don't care. Again, like, I just want to know if I can turn the light off. So we do that in our relationships all the time. We're not really content communicating. I'm not really telling you what I think. How many times have we been driving down the road and babe, maybe you say, are you hot? And I'm like, no, I'm not hot at all. Well, what you really mean is like, I'm cold or I'm hot. Like, can I adjust the thermostat? Like, and you start thinking like, oh my gosh, if my husband really loved me, he would know what I'm asking, right? He would know that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we all think we can, our spouses can read our minds, but that is not true.
It's not. So this whole concept of content communicating, like how does that help people?
Well, why I think it's important, many reasons. I think it causes you to pause and really think about how you're feeling, what you really want, or what you're really trying to express. Also, I think it helps you own your truth. And what I mean by that is you know what you really want to do, and you're able to voice that. And I think sometimes in marriages, it's hard because you're so worried about what the other person is going to be thinking about what you say. But if you can how we say, like, babe, are you content communicating right now? And that just saying that alone makes you stop and pause and think about it. It kind of takes your wall down, and you can get to a spot just by saying those words and say, maybe you're not, or wait a second, let me say that again, or let me really think about what I want to do or say. Let me go back and say it again, because that's really not what I meant. I thought I said that because I thought that's what you wanted to hear, or what was going to make the situation better or happier.
Or I didn't want to like ruffle your feathers. And so let me just kind of just say what I think you want me to say, or this is the quote unquote right answer. Like, is the right. Dutiful husband or wife. Yeah. This is what I'm supposed to say, right?
Right. And also I think if you can learn this concept, you really end up getting what you want out of your life, because you're living your truth. You're able to express that to your husband or wife or significant other or your children or family members.
Or coworker.
Right. Really anyone that you want to say what you mean and what you really want. And so if you can learn this, it can change a situation that could be anger-filled, or you start fighting, or are sad, or whatever.
How about like passive aggressive behavior?
Yes,
right. I'm super passive aggressive. Like, I say one thing, but I really mean something else. And this will eliminate a lot of that concept. And babe, I love how you said that we've gotten to a point now where we talk about either easy issues or hard issues. All I have to say, or you have to say, is, are you content communicating? And if the person says yes, then guess what? It lets me off the hook, or you off the hook, if I say I'm content communicating. Because then, like, down the road, I can't throw it back at you and say, well, you did whatever. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. You said you were content communicating with me, and so you really weren't at the time.
Right.
Right?
And this definitely takes practice. And I would suggest for sure starting on easier topics first if this is very foreign to you.
Yeah, unless you want to blow up your relationship right out of the chute. Yeah.
Don't go into hard subjects. And one example is, hey, babe, let's go out to dinner. Where do you want to go?
Yeah, so let's get into maybe some examples, like some easy examples, maybe intermediate. And then for those advanced listeners, we'll do maybe some towards the end. Yeah.
Okay. So we want to go out to dinner. I'm hungry. And I ask, where would you like to go? And you say,
I don't care where we go.
Oh, really? You don't care? I have a really great Indian restaurant that I've been dying to try. And you know how I feel about Indian food.
Right. And in my head, I'm sitting there thinking, like, I really hate Indian food. Like, there is no way I could do Indian food tonight. But, you know, as the dutiful husband, I could see, sure, I really don't care and let's go there, but I'm really going to be kind of miserable. And maybe even later on, I'm going to throw it back at you and say, gosh, you know, I hated it. It upset my stomach all night. I couldn't find anything on the menu. It was a disaster.
And you knew I hated it. And you must not love me because you made me go to this Indian restaurant. And by the way, I do not like Indian food. It just was the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah.
But that's a perfect example. But instead, we could say, hey, babe, let's go out to eat tonight. Do you care where we go?
No, why don't you pick some place?
All right. There's a new Indian restaurant that I'd really like to go to. How do you feel about that?
Okay.
Are you content communicating? You're okay if we go there?
Okay. If I'm going to be totally honest, babe, like, no. Like, I don't know if Indian food's totally my deal, and I don't know if I'm going to find something on the menu and whatnot. So, I mean, honestly, I'd prefer not to.
Okay. Do you want me to pick another place, or should we go to Open Table, look at another restaurant? What would you like to do?
Yeah, for me, honestly, that would be better. Otherwise, I'm just going to be miserable, to be honest.
All right. Well, thanks.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm totally okay.
And you're totally content communicating.
Yes.
You're okay not to go to the Indian place.
Yes, I'm totally fine. I'll go there with friends or something, or my brother.
Okay, yeah. Honestly, you'd probably have a better experience there than with me,
No problem.
So that's an easy one, right? I mean, a restaurant, but how many times do we do that? How many times do we actually, in a super easy way, but if you do enough of those things, would you say, babe, like, it kind of builds up resentment. It's like, well, you always pick the restaurant. I never get a say-so, or, you know, you always say where we go.
Yeah, and it also, if you can learn to use content communication, it also builds your confidence, because it gets easier and easier to do because you know that you're going to have an enjoyable time. Your spouse, you guys agreed on it. So there's not the initial resentment of that.
Yeah, I agree. So let's maybe kind of maybe jump into an intermediate example.
Okay.
And so now we'll give an example of something, you know, that just play along if you've never, you know, if this has never happened to you before, but just hypothetically speaking, let's say that one of us wants to have our family over for the weekend. And maybe it's been a tough week. Maybe you're stressed out. Maybe you're just looking forward to hanging out and like watching TV or a sporting event, and you don't really want to see somebody. But as the dutiful husband or wife or whatever, the right answer is to say, yes, I want to see your family. So we're going to kind of walk through that a little bit, intermediate level. So, babe, hey, what if we did something this weekend with family? I was thinking, like, what if we had, like, your brother over, bring the family over, and we're going to hang out? I was thinking, like, a big barbecue in the backyard. Mm. How do you feel about that? Mm. It'd be awesome. We haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, I guess. That's fine. Yeah, sure. That sounds fun.
You're sure? Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I was thinking big barbecue. I was thinking it'd be awesome. They could stay. They could probably come over like at noon. Maybe leave like at 8 or 10 at night. You're good with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, your body language just says differently. So let's be honest here. Are you content communicating with me that that's totally fine?
Mm-hmm. No, not really.
Okay. All right. Help me understand.
Well,
why.
It's been a rough week, and the kids have all sorts of activities on Saturday, and I love my brother, but I just feel like this weekend, like, I would rather just hang out with our family. Not that I don't love my brother and his family, but I just honestly, like, the thought of having a barbecue and
just seems too much.
It seems like too much.
Seriously, but we haven't seen him in so long. I mean, honestly.
I know. Well, maybe we could schedule for the following weekend. But just this weekend, I'm just burnt out. I'm tired. I need a break.
Okay. Even though I do all the cooking and you don't have to do anything, still no. Okay.
Yeah. It's a no.
Okay. So I can see you're pretty strong about that. I got it. And I would love to see him too. I loved your idea of maybe saying, hey, let's do something next weekend. We can see how that goes. Maybe we plan it out in advance so we kind of know to prepare for it. Would that be better?
I think that would definitely be better. Tomorrow it's not
too soon. Too soon. Too soon. Too much. Too soon. Got it. All right. I actually, if I think about it, I'm good with that too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Have you already asked him?
No, I've not already asked him.
Okay. And you are... Your content communicating.
I'm totally content communicating with you that I'm okay with that, to be honest. I am. I just want to see him. That's kind of what my big point was. I haven't seen him in a while. Mm-hmm. I want to do something with him. So if we're good for next week, let's look at that.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
All right. Thanks. Yeah. That sounds awesome.
So let's go ahead now and say that example of brother coming over, Jennifer content communicated with me and I content communicated with her, is to say that's what we really were thinking and feeling at the time. But what if I really wasn't? Not that we'd ever do that, right? Babe, you've never done that, right?
Never.
So let's just say that I was lying to Jennifer and I was not content communicating about that. And so it's a few days later and she can tell I'm kind of irritated, annoyed with something, and she's going to catch me in my lie of non-content communicating. So...
Hey, babe, what's up? It seems like you've been really irritated about...
Nothing. I mean, I'm good.
Are you sure?
Okay, to be totally honest with you, when we talked about having your brother and his family come over this last week, I've just been thinking about it, and I'm kind of bummed, to be honest with you. I wanted to see him, and they didn't come over, and I'm irritated, to be honest.
Well, what part of content communicating did you not understand? Because I thought we were content communicating.
I said that?
You did. You said you were totally on board with our decisions. So what's going on for you?
Well, I probably wasn't being totally truthful. Mm-hmm. And it was probably because I was afraid that that's like what you wanted. And I know your week was crazy. Mm-hmm. And so I did not, I just thought, let's just bury it. Mm-hmm. But candidly, it's kind of come out sideways in the last several days. And everything you kind of done has kind of irritated me a little bit. Mm-hmm. And if I go back, it probably came from me not speaking my truth, to be honest.
Yeah. So how about next time? We can really content communicate.
I know. I need to own what I say, you know, say what I mean what I say. I did not last time. And so you're spot on with it. So, but if I would have mm-hmm. redone that, I would have probably said, you know what, we probably should have worked through that a little bit more because I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for sharing. Yeah. And I'm glad we got that off the table way. And yeah. out of the way.
So that will happen. I mean, candidly, is that happens sometimes, right?
Yeah. And I think when it does happen, it can build resentment. It just, you have a lot of conflict. And so it's not helpful in your marriage or your relationship. Yeah. Should we use an example with kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where we're going with this. This is exciting. All right.
Well, I think it's important to teach this concept to your kids.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking of something that happened this past weekend with one of our daughters. And she had gone to a party and she didn't really love the food, so she didn't eat it. So she's with her friend and she asked her friend, hey, do you want to stop at McDonald's on our way home? And her friend's like, oh, no, I'm fine. I'm totally full. And so our daughter didn't say a word. She was starving. So I asked her why she didn't tell her friend the truth. And she was worried what her friend might think. But
what's she going to say? Yeah. I can't really speak my truth. Right.
Right. But I just – and we, of course, know this topic inside and out because we discuss it a lot in our family. But I think reminding – we have to be reminded of all these things often. And so I told her – what if she would have said that to you? It would have been no big deal, no problem. But instead, she was feeling like, oh, I wish she would have said she was hungry because right. I'm really hungry.
Right. That so I just think maybe not even just necessarily with kids, but mm-hmm. but once you can teach this concept, I don't care if it's a coworker or a child or whoever, once you start to say, do you mean what you say and say what you mean? And then say, we call that content communicating in our house because we learned it from Dr. John Lund. All you have to do now is just use that phrase. Are you content communicating? And like once you start to learn this, it becomes so much easier to just go through that and you can kind of get to the chase quickly. At first, it seems kind of awkward and you're like, how do I really feel? And it takes a little bit of courage, would you say, babe, to like say,
yeah,
I'm going to own this. I'm
definitely
gonna try.
And I think when someone is telling you their real truth, you have to really be mindful and aware of how your reaction is and realize like this might be hard for this person to say, especially if it's not about a restaurant. It's about family or some other tough subjects that, there's lots of other subjects it could be about. And so I think it makes such a huge difference if you can pay attention to how you're reacting. And if you ask the question, you're willing to accept whatever they say.
Good point. When I ask you, are you content communicating? I have to be ready to say, you might say no, or you might say yes, or whatever. Yeah. I have to be ready for that. And then it lets us go deeper.
Yeah. And I think if you can do a self-check, Phil, where's your heart in this? Where, fill out,
I think you do a great job with that. I think when I say, are you content communicating? I just kind of respond quickly. Oh, yeah, sure. I think you do a great job of pausing to say, how do I feel about this? I can see you process for just a second. And then say yes. Otherwise, again, if you say yes to something, babe, can I go out with my friends and you say yes, are you content communicating? Yes. Well, you can't throw that back in my face weeks later to say, well, I was home with the kids all the time and you're always going out with your friends and whatnot. It's right. Like, well, babe, you did say you content communicate. Well, I didn't speak my truth at the time.
Right. And of course, those things do happen and could happen, but it gets you starting on a different path and a different awareness and a different method of communication, which I think is the key to all relationships. If you can figure out a way to communicate with your spouse, and it might take 25 years to figure it out, but keep on trying, or 50 or 10 or 5. But if you keep trying to do this, and this I find is such a helpful way to do it. It makes it easy, not super uncomfortable.
And like, again, what it enables us to do is that we've talked about this a lot is emotional snorkeling, communication snorkeling. Like too often we just kind of snorkel on the surface and we're not getting down to the core subjects that really bother us or are important to us. This is a way to kind of do a gut check really fast and to say, how do I really feel about this subject? And I'm going to own it. What it is, and I got that. Let's maybe for the listeners just do two more quick examples that are going to be a little bit deeper now and that will enable us to go over the subject a little bit more and go to the maybe more a higher level with stuff. And then we'll wrap it up. So this was a real life situation that happened with us during this COVID environment that we're in, that Jennifer was, I'm not going to tell you how old, she looks far, far younger than she is, but she had a birthday. We planned out like a year or so ago, we wanted to have I wanted to do a big party for her. It was a big moment. We wanted to have like a big band and party, and it was going to be a big deal. And then we're all on shutdown. And then, so we planned out a trip to go someplace. It was going to be beautiful. And I know Jennifer was like, I want to go to a tropical spot and a beach. I'm so sick of the cold. And her birthday's during the winter months. And so we're like, great. Well, our trip got canceled. And so I'm sitting there thinking like, you know what? Like, I really wanted to do something big for her, show her that I love her. You know, this was important to me to show her this. And we got down to the point where Jennifer's like, I really don't care where we go, right? I want to go someplace warm, and I want to do this. And we debated, should we do a big party and just delay it to the fall so we can have the big party and friends and band and all that, or should we just go on a trip, the two of us now, even though it wasn't our first destination, another destination? So, babe, talk about that a little bit. Like, how do we work through that?
Yeah, I think we did lots of discussion, and I decided what I really wanted. I just wanted to spend time with friends. So we did some small events for my birthday with friends, which was great because I got to spend time with friends and spend a week celebrating my birthday. And then for our anniversary, we decided to go somewhere safe, meaning we didn't have to leave the country to get a COVID test to come home. We went to Key West. It's a place we had never been before, and we thought it might be fun.
It was tropical, warm. And
well,
I just remember
it was supposed to be warm. Yeah. It was not warm.
In theory, it was warm. So just envision it was warm and we bagged rays and it didn't happen. But in theory, that's what it was planned out. But the thing is, that was super important to me to make sure that you understood that I loved you and I wanted to do something meaningful for this, you know, momentous occasion in your life and our anniversary, et cetera. And I wanted to make sure that it was on a big scale. And was that enough for you? Mm-hmm. And so I remember having this whole concept of content communicating was big because I said, babe, is this really what you want? And is it, or would you rather postpone it or whatever? And so I just said, sweetheart, is this really what you wanted this trip?
Yeah. And it was everything I wanted. It wasn't what I originally wanted, but it was perfect for the life we are living at the moment.
And I could say, are you content communicating about that? And you said,
yes, I am. And I really did mean it.
And what was amazing was because of this whole concept of content communicating, I was off the hook. Like, I knew that you weren't going to throw back on me years from now, like, well, I wish you would have done that trip and said, or you should have read my mind and really knew that I really wanted the band, not the trip to Florida. But no, because you did it, you owned your truth and it enabled me to say, I don't have to worry about this anymore. We've done this like with Christmas presents. Like, do you mind if I like get a dishwasher for you for your birthday or a Christmas present? Like, no, I totally want that. Are you content communicating? And you're like, no, I don't really need a present and the dishwasher is fantastic. You probably are all thinking like, what a lame person getting his wife a dishwasher. But you know, the whole concept, did I ever give you a dishwasher?
No, you've never given me a dishwasher, but clothes are a thing.
Sure.
You used to like to buy me clothes. And finally I said, babe, please don't ever buy me clothes again. I will buy my own clothes.
But I think it is what I'm trying to get home is that it's not about buying clothes and gifts. It's to say that you're owning your truth, right?
Right.
Right.
And I'm communicating to you that what I really want, I want a card or something else telling you what I want, communicating
I
really want.
Right. So I can say, babe, are you really happy if I don't go out and buy you some expensive jewelry or get like you really are going to be happy with a card? And I say, babe, are you really going to be happy with a card for your birthday instead of like expensive jewelry and bracelet and stuff? And you're going to say what?
Absolutely. That's exactly what I want. I want time with you and a card.
Are you content communicating with that? Because I don't want you to throw it back on my face later and say, you should have also got me the bracelet that I wanted. Like, so you're content communicating card and time with me.
Absolutely.
Okay. There you go. So you can't throw it back on my face. So with that, that's kind of content communication. So it's meaning what you say. Saying what you mean, examining your thoughts to how do I really feel about this, speaking your truth. Babe, anything else that I'm missing? What else would you add to that?
Yeah, I think All those are great points. And I hope, as listeners, if you would love to share some times that you have content communicated, or if you're learning this concept, and you can post it on our Instagram or Facebook and share with us, because we would love to hear wins that you've had or major fails, because we've all failed. We can't become perfect at this, but it's going to take lots of practice. So we'd love to hear the good, the bad, the ugly of content communicating.
Yeah. No one starts a new sport or does anything new, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm just naturally gifted at this. Maybe you are, but it's going to take a little bit of massaging and work. But as you practice it, it just becomes so much easier. Now, when we learned this concept 15 years ago, it helps us cut to the chase a lot quicker on a lot of subjects and with all of that, and probably avoid some resentment and tension and all that different kind of stuff. So content communicating, people.
So thanks for listening. Please follow us at Relationship 411 Podcast on Instagram and Facebook.
Remember, we'll tell you the 411 about relationships,
so you don't have to call 911 for yours.